Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, Stacey O'Shea runs an animal sanctuary in Wolverhampton, and a while ago, she took over the care of an animal with an unusual condition, a goldfish that couldn't swim. The best the goldfish could do was lie upside down, so Stacey made him a little goldfish life jacket, and she joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Stacey.
Hello there.
When you first got the goldfish, was the problem that the goldfish was kind of upside down and couldn't right itself?
Yeah, he'd lived in a tank for months and months on his back on the bottom of the tank. But the lady that owned him, her daughter's a friend of mine, and they tried lots of different ways to try and help him. But I just thought that that's how he had to live forever. So she asked me if I could take him with his tank mates and try and help him. So that's how he ended up with me.
Right. OK, and what was the problem? What was the condition that the goldfish was suffering from?
Well, he had swim bladder and the swim bladder disease, and the swim bladder helped their... it helps them be able to get to the bottom of the tank and come back up again. It regulates all that movement throughout the water. So when the swim bladder doesn't function right, they can either end up on the top or on the bottom, and this one's on the bottom upside down. So to turn the cells around, it is really, really difficult. They can't live a normal life at all with that.
And it can't be cured?
Some of it can. Sometimes it can be cured. There's treatments you can buy over the counter. There's other treatments like changing the water frequently and lowering the water. All the things that we tried, you can give them shelled peas to try and help them. But some fish just suffer with it, and it's just irreparable damage that's happened to them. And he'd been like it for such a long time as well. Nothing else worked for him.
And so you constructed a little kind of a buoyancy aid for him. Could you describe what that looked like and how it worked?
Yeah, well, I'd seen about a year before, there was a gentleman, I think he was in Tokyo, and he'd built something similar for another type of fancy goldfish, because it is a common problem with them. So I did some research online and had a look what other people had tried. And to be honest, it was really easy for me to make. I just ordered a kit from Amazon, which is, it's like accessories for fish tanks. There's a bit of airline in there, some T-junctions and little clips and things. And yeah, it didn't take long at all. We just kept him still in the water, but enough so I could put the tube around his body to sort of gauge the size of him. And then once his body was able to sit in there with like a basket part underneath, he was quite secure. And then I put the two pieces of air tube over the top of him, so he was completely enclosed in there, but it wasn't tight around his body. And then we attached some fishing wire with a little piece of polystyrene on the top, which I could change to... Sometimes he could be lower in the tank, sometimes he could be higher, because they're general middle feeding fish, they are anyway. Yes, it was quite easy to make, and it did him really, really well.
Yeah, but he still didn't have control over what position he would be in the tank. You had to do that for him.
The level he had no control over, but he could still swim and move around. And if there was flake food in there, he could get to the flake food. But I'd feed him bloodworms on tweezers every day anyway, so... it was getting extra special treatment.
And so, sadly, he didn't survive, though. How much longer did he live for?
He lived about 6 months in his little chair. I had him for around 8 months because I tried him for a few months with different treatments, because obviously if we could have rectified his problem without giving him any AIDS, that would have been better. But, yeah, he lived in that chair for about 6 months, and he was happy, he was eating, and he did really well.
Right. OK. And the thing you constructed for him, is that your own design?
Yeah, it was. But I'd got some ideas offline as well from other things that people had built, because a few people have tried this successfully as well. So I took a few ideas from different people. And obviously that kit is for aquariums anyway, so it's safe to be in the water. It wasn't difficult to build. If you look at the body of the fish and see where the fins have got to come out, it was quite simple, really. But I've had lots of people message me from all over the world who've got fish suffering with the same problem that they want to help as well, which is really lovely to hear.
Yeah. Is there any chance you might design something and then sort of, you know, start selling it to people?
Well, because the fish are all different sizes, they'd have to make it themselves. But I've sent all the info over how I did it and where I ordered the kit from. And things they need to look out for, because obviously the fish have got slime coats, so you don't want it rubbing on them anywhere. Mm. Where they use their tail to propel themselves forward, you have to leave that part open so the tail doesn't rub on the little jacket.
Right, so they can move their fin back. Did the goldfish have a name?
No, he didn't have a name. I've got that many animals here to name them all. It'd just be impossible.
Ah, right. But I suppose it was easy to distinguish from all the other goldfish.
Yes.
Stacey O'Shea runs the Garden Sanctuary in Wolverhampton. Stacey, thank you very much.
Okay, lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.